Welcome, music makers, sound designers, and audio innovators. It's another exciting episode of Music Advice, your hub for the best in music industry knowledge. This is Blake Makes Music, your friendly guide on this audio adventure. Today, we're going to navigate through the intricate landscape of music production. With a focus on key techniques, we're about to pull back the curtain on mastering the mix. So let's get the sonic exploration underway. To set the stage, let's consider a simple analogy. Music production is like cooking a gourmet dish. You start with raw ingredients, your tracks, add seasoning and spices, effects, and cook it to perfection, mixing and mastering. In our first chapter, we focus on balance, the backbone of a good mix. Think of it as the proportion of ingredients in our gourmet dish. If you add too much of one ingredient, it'll overpower the others and the dish won't taste as intended. Same applies to your mix. The process begins with leveling, adjusting the volume of each track. Imagine you're arranging a band on stage. You want to ensure that each instrument can be heard clearly without overshadowing the others. Start with your main elements like vocals or drums, then build around them. This gives your mix a solid foundation. From the realm of volume, we venture into the world of space with panning. It involves spreading out your tracks across the stereo field to create a sense of width and depth. Much like arranging musicians on a stage, each instrument should have a designated spot in your mix. Panning helps in achieving this spatial harmony, adding depth to your track. Diving deeper, we come across EQ or equalization. This powerful tool helps you sculpt the tone of each track, shaping and molding the frequencies. You can think of it as the chisel in your sonic sculpture, bringing out the detail and character in each element of your mix. With careful EQ adjustments, you can highlight the sparkle in your guitars or bring out the warmth in your vocals. Moving on, we have compression, a critical tool that ensures consistency in your mix. It works by reducing the dynamic range of your track. In essence, it's like a diligent overseer, making sure no element gets too loud or stays too quiet. Properly applied compression can bring out the details and add a professional touch to your mix. Now let's get creative and explore the world of effects. Effects like reverb and delay add texture and color to your mix. They can transport your listeners, making them feel like they're in a grand concert hall or a cozy room. But remember, effects are like spices. Use them sparingly to enhance, not overpower. Modulation effects like chorus, phaser, and flanger can bring in a new dimension, introducing movement and richness to your sound. But again, the key is subtlety. Too much, and your mix could end up sounding muddled. As we approach the end of our mixing journey, we now look at automation, a powerful feature that allows for dynamic changes throughout your track. With automation, you can create volume swells, pan movements, or even automate effects parameters. This helps to keep your mix interesting and dynamic. Finally, we've reached the last stop, mastering. Consider this the final polish, the last bit of magic that brings your mix to life. It involves further EQ adjustments, compression, and limiting. Whether your track is being played on a hi-fi stereo or through laptop speakers, mastering ensures it always sounds its best. That concludes our in-depth exploration of music production techniques. Remember, these are just the tools. Your creativity is the driving force that will transform these tools into a unique musical masterpiece. Thank you for joining me today on this journey through the world of music production. If you're craving for more insights, tips, and advice, remember to visit musicadvice.io. Also, don't forget to sign up for our mailing list to receive our comprehensive free 92-page music strategy guide, a treasure trove of information for anyone in the music industry. Join us on our social media platforms for more music-related content and to be a part of our growing community. Share your progress, engage in discussions, and learn from others. Remember our motto, make music every day. Until next time, keep those creative juices flowing, and may your music always resonate with the hearts of listeners. See you in the next episode.